When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
If you know me, you know I love Evie. And I hear you saying, Steve, if you love her so much, why don't you marry her? Well, spoiler alert, I did. Okay, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. This photo, that's an embarrassing photo. The paparazzi snapped us when we were going out to get the newspaper in the morning. They are relentless. There's a very special date coming up for us. It's our anniversary. We will be celebrating 29 years of absolute bliss. 29 years of absolute bliss, plus whatever Evie has felt about it. Now, no anniversary is complete without a thoughtful card, but people don't always get those cards right the first time around. So tonight, we'll take a look at some of the early attempts in our segment, First Drafts. Of course, anniversary cards go with gifts, and the 29th year is the furniture anniversary. So to celebrate, I got Evie a chair right next to me. Please welcome my incredible wife, Evie, everybody. You're a vision. You're a vision. There you go. Have a seat. There you go.
Thank you.
The movie star entrance right there.
That's right.
That's the movie star entrance.
I'm working on it.
There you go, darling. Here you go. I got your little champagne.
Ooh, fun. Thank you.
And I got.
Whoa.
Got you some flowers.
Hi.
These are way too big for this bit.
Hello.
There you go. Hello, darling.
No, but they're peonies, my favorite.
I know they are. I'm gonna put them back down here. I'm gonna just put
That's
them right
really
here.
Sweet.
So we'll know they're here, but we'll still see each other. Now, darling, you know how this works.
Yes.
Do you want to say how this works, or shall I say how this works?
You do.
Okay. Okay, in First Drafts, I show you, and here are the cards, if you will hold those, please. I show you and the audience a lovely anniversary card that made it to market. This was one that was actually finished and sold by the card company. And then I show you the not-so-lovely first draft that didn't get the message right.
Okay.
Is the premise established?
I got it.
Here we go. I'm gonna take a quick sip just to...
All right, here. Cheers.
Cheers. Here's to 29 more.
29 more. Yeah. A lot of years.
That is a lot of years. Did you think we'd make it this far?
Yes.
It's just
Did
a comedy
not?
Show. It's a comedy show. I'm just making jokes.
What if I'd said no? What if I was like, no, I thought we'd only last 5 years?
Wow, I'd be really hurt. Can I see the first one, please? This card says, if I could, I would marry you all over again. Happy anniversary, my love.
Sweet.
That is not only sweet, but it's absolutely true. Aww. Absolutely true.
Aww.
But the first draft said, if I could, I would marry you all over again, mainly so I could not do all those tequila shots at our reception. Sorry I threw up on your dad. What do you remember? Okay, so... We're coming up on 29 years. What do you remember most about our wedding?
How hungry I was.
That's what I was saying.
Anybody out there getting married, eat during your wedding. I didn't have a bite to eat all day.
I was just shaking hands and thanking people. And the next thing I knew, they're like saying, you have to leave. So people can throw things at you. Do you remember tossing your bouquet or anything like that?
Yep. Can we say who?
Sure, I think so. Broadway actress Jackie Hoffman.
Yeah, friend of ours was at our wedding, and I threw it, and she missed it.
Yep.
and threw herself on the ground and did a whole big thing. Yep. I mean, she was an actress, but a lot of my parents' friends did not know that she was an actress.
They thought perhaps
and
she
they
was...
they thought she was really, really distraught.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very funny.
But she had a great weekend.
Everybody had a great weekend. I mean, we had a fun time. They had a great weekend.
Yes. I would like to go back and attend our wedding.
Yeah.
It seemed like a lot of fun.
I think it was.
Could I have the next card, please?
Yeah.
I love this one. It says, I won the gelato with you. You'll always have a pizza, my heart. That's very nice. That's very cute. But the first draft said, I won the gelato with you. Sorry, I can only boink with the lights on. That's inappropriate.
That is inappropriate.
That's why they didn't sell it.
That's inappropriate.
Okay, so what do you... I haven't gotten you anything for our anniversary. What would you like for our anniversary?
This is fun right here. This is nice.
Really?
I got flowers, champagne.
Champagne.
All my friends.
Sure. Wow. Wow. Hollywood has changed you. All right, may I have this?
Yeah. You know what I remember?
What do you remember?
Another thing I remember about our wedding is how terrified I was of your Aunt Margaret. Remember your Aunt Margaret?
Oh, yes. My Aunt Margaret, my father's twin.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
She comes up to me.
Like,
I've never met her before.
Yeah.
And she smoked, and she was 110 years old
She had skin like fine Corinthian leather.
She comes up, she's like, well, aren't you a pretty little thing? And I thought I was like 30. I was 30 years old. I thought it was... 13. I was like, hi. She scared me so much.
She and my great aunt Eddie Gard.
Yeah, the two of them.
They were smoking in a facility that allowed no smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And they made an ashtray out of the sign that said no smoking. These were tough dames.
They were.
These were tough dames. And of course, you know what Margaret always calls me?
The rotten one?
The rotten kid.
The rotten kid.
You rotten kid. I called her up once and I said, Margaret, it's Jim's son. She goes, which one? I said, the rotten one. And she said, how rotten? And I said, the rottenest? And she went, hello, Stephen, how are you? Happy anniversary, Don. This is the last card.
Oh, thank you. Happy anniversary.
Why, was that ominous?
Yes, it was.
This card says, 10 years ago, today was the best day of my life. And every day since, because now you're my wife.
Aw, that's sweet.
Fantastic. But the first draft said, 10 years ago was the best day of my life. I can't believe I met Bon Jovi at a Jamba Juice. He was so nice. Abby McGee, happy anniversary, darling.
Coming up, Rose Byrne and Bobby Cannavale.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
First guest tonight are talented actors. You know her from Damages, Bridesmaids, and Like a Boss. You know him from Boardwalk Empire, Will and Grace, and The Irishman. They now star in Medea at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Please welcome Rose Byrne and Bobby Cannavale. Yes. Thank you for being here. Nice to see you. Now, we've had both of you on the show and had a lovely time talking to you, but we've never talked to you at the same time. Have you ever been interviewed together at the same time on a talk show?
No.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
I just can't wait.
Good. We're going to get into some issues tonight, okay? Yeah. If at any time Bobby says something you don't like, I want you to express how you feel to Bobby.
Okay.
He needs to hear.
Okay, good. What was the fee?
I'm definitely going to do that.
What was the fee?
The fee?
For the therapy?
It's $400 an hour. I don't know. Is couples double? Is couples therapy double? I wouldn't know.
I'm
perfectly mentally healthy.
Oh, things are
perfect. Things are perfect.
How has your New Year's been so far? Do you have any resolutions of your own?
We had a pretty sick house.
Everyone went down.
So everybody went down pretty hard.
Yep.
And you have two kids, right?
I have two kids.
What's the age on these kids?
2 and 4.
Those are disease vectors. Yeah, yeah. They're disease.
Yeah.
How are you ever not sick with kids that age?
Yeah, I had a 104 fever on New Year's Eve.
104?
In bed, yeah,
that
right?
Fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo!
Who needs alcohol because you're just hallucinating at that point?
It was fun. We watched Roadhouse. Went to sleep at 10.
You watched Roadhouse?
Yeah.
The Patrick Swayze 1980s
star
film.
Wesley! Great movie.
We will cut this out of the interview eventually, but I auditioned for Roadhouse.
You did?
They shot a lot of it in Chicago, and I was a young actor in Chicago, and I auditioned for it. I don't know what
one of the
part,
guys?
I don't know what part of Roadhouse I was supposed to be in, but I got called in, man. You bet it.
Wow.
Yeah. What's the least likely thing you've ever been called into audition for? Is there anything that jumps out to you? Like, I don't know why they're calling me for this, but I'll go.
Oh, wow.
You know, like Fast and Furious or something like there, Rose? You fighting Vin Diesel?
I had an audition for Starship Troopers. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, sure. Great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah, and the whole audition was just screaming bug. That was the whole thing.
And you didn't
and
get
I just
the part.
All I had it, and I didn't get it. Yeah. Yeah, and it was a pre-read. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even for the director.
What is it like now? You're on stage together at BAM doing Medea. No. Before we get to that particular modern Greek tragedy, what is it like to be working together and to be home together? Are there tensions at home that show up on stage? Like, who's?
I mean, maybe, but we don't really think about it so much. And you know, the kids, they just don't care that we're doing a play. So you come home, you can't bring anything home with you because the kids just. They want to eat, you know, or they want to play.
And so, 2 and 4.
2 and 4.
The 2 and 4, are they both boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 4-year-old must rule. Are you exhausted, a little tired?
I'm outnumbered. Yeah, the energy is a lot.
Does the 4-year-old rule the 2-year-old? Because.
Oh, the 2-year-old is. We call the 2-year-old SEAL Team 6 because he's crazy and he's a killer. And he just. The first one, you know, Rocco is very sensitive and he's always singing and dancing and. The little one is just tough. He's just.
So what does he do to him? The 4-year-old's got a towel.
Well, like
over
you
him,
know,
man.
Like you know. For instance, recently we were in Toronto and we were moving back. We're coming back to New York and we had this big moving box. And Rocco got into it. He just wanted to play in the box so bad. And he wouldn't let his brother in. He wouldn't let the little guy in. And Rafa was like, I want to go in. I want to go in. And Rocco was like, no, no, no. So Rafa grabbed him by the hair and he pulled him down with the box, pulled him out by the hair, crawled in, and then I did this until the box stood up again. And then you couldn't see him because he was in there, but he was just laughing. And the 4-year-old was crying, and it was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's always beautiful.
It's
always beautiful. Parenthood is very beautiful.
We hear them talking about us in the room, like
oh, really?
In the morning. Before we come in, we just hear them.
Like what?
You know, like one, the 4-year-old helps the 2-year-old out of the sleep sack so he can climb out of the crib. He pulls him out.
What's a sleep sack?
You know, it's like a straitjacket for babies so they don't get out of the.
Like thing. A sleeping bag?
It's lovely.
Like it covers their legs so they can't put the leg over the thing.
You know? Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. New technology from when my kids were
small. Yeah, maybe, yeah.
We had blankets. We had
that. You know, it's conspiring. You can hear. Yeah. You know, just the mama, and I'm just like.
That sounds scary.
My house. What are they? Why? And it sounds like they're upset about something. Like they're, conspiring.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's good to know you're not in control of the situation.
No.
Not at all.
What bring? You're both TV and movie stars, and you're both professionally beautiful people. I can say that. Bring yourselves down to earth for me. What's the dorkiest thing you guys do?
Dorkiest. Well, we go to bed pretty early.
Very early.
That's pretty dorky. what else do we do?
How early is early?
9:45.
Like, you wish you were asleep right now, is what you're saying.
Like, I don't know how I'm going to do a play for
like,
a while.
Like, I got up at 4:45 this morning with the guys, which was unusual, and I got enough sleep.
Wow. Yeah.
Like that.
So early. You went to bed at, like, at 8:45?
Like, 9:30 last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood glamour.
No, not a crime, though.
No,
is it?
It's not a crime.
It's not a crime. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Right. Probably very good for you.
Yes, not a crime.
I'm sorry I asked. I struck a nerve. Obviously. Okay, so talk to me about the reimagining. It's a modern reimagining of Medea by Euripides, the original Greek play. It's a really dark tragedy. Medea is a witch in the original one, and she's a foreigner who Jason goes and meets on one
she's
of his adventures. Yeah, she's no, yeah,
Jason she, was a mortal. And
sure,
she was a goddess. So she okay, had godly powers.
Right, she helped him like get the golden fleece and stuff like that. So are you a goddess? Are you? So what? How is it updated?
You want to tell us?
Well, in this version, it's. We play a couple. We're both scientists, and I've been responsible. My character's been responsible for a lot of his success, all of his success, really. But as in the original, you know, she doesn't get any credit for it at all.
Right. In the original, Jason leaves her.
Yeah.
Jason leaves her. He has an affair with a younger woman, and he takes the children away from her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so.
And she's not happy.
It doesn't end well.
No. No.
Yeah. No. It's a lot like Bridesmaids. It's so funny.
You have a new movie called Like a Boss.
Yes.
With Tiffany Haddish.
Tiff.
And
love Tiff.
And Salma Hayek.
And Salma, yes.
And I know Tiffany Haddish is a little sweet on me. She has told me when she's on here.
Oh.
And I don't talk to Salma that much. Do they ever ask about me or talk? I'm just curious.
No.
Yeah. What's the movie about? What are you doing with Tiffany Haddish?
Tiffany and I play best friends for years who have a little business together that's failing, and we get this sort of duplicitous woman with a lot of money who's very successful to come in and save us, but she has other plans. That's Salma Hayek.
She plays a bad guy this time.
And she plays the bad guy. And yeah, that's really, it's very much about the female relationships, all of the, you know, the love stories and whatnot that you usually see are very much in the periphery. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And Tiffany's hysterical. She's.
Yes.
She's totally unpredictable and, unbelievable.
To quote her, she is ready.
She's ready.
At all times. She's
definitely ready. She is ready. She's ready to go.
She'd be a good Medea as well.
She would be a very good Medea. I thought about her a few times during this because of her power. She's an incredibly powerful presence in person. So, yeah, she's a lot of fun.
Well, when does the show open at BAM?
Well, we start previews this Sunday, and official opening night is January 30th, Thursday night, January 30th.
Well, I look forward to the tragedy and the terror and the madness.
It's very funny along the way.
Very funny along the way?
Yeah, it takes a turn, but it's fun up until that moment when she kills the coons.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't end well for the kids. Okay, the original, this one, who knows what happens.
Who knows? It could be like Once Upon a Time.
Exactly.
Tyler Perry comes out.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I spent 10 minutes not making that joke. Thank you very much. You can see Medea at the Brooklyn Academy of Music starting on January 12th, and Like a Boss hits theaters this Friday. Rose Byrne and Bobby Cannavale, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday, after The Equalizer, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.